Radio 1. Nikki.
Hi, Scott.
Now, tell us all about Cass, please.
Okay, she's my little girl, and she's just turned 11. She's a great little kid. She's gone through a bit of a difficult time in the last 12 months.
Okay, what's happened?
She had a fantastic little friend called Gabby. They started school together and they were pretty much inseparable from the age of four. We were very close as families, so the kids used to go to school together every morning, come home together every day. They were always falling out and getting back together, and they did extra things like dancing and stuff like that together. They were just pretty much together all the time. They came as a pair. But last year, Gabby's family went to France on holiday, and very sadly they were in a fatal car accident, and so Gabby and her father were killed.
Right.
And it was really, really hard on all of us, especially Cass, because she was so young and it was so difficult for her to understand.
And this is when Cass was 10?
Yes, it was when she, in fact it was just before her 10th birthday, and you know, from that very day going forward her entire life changed.
She must have been devastated.
It was so hard, yeah, it was very, very hard.
Mm. And, I mean, that is a huge ordeal for a girl of 10 to go through, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's quite a young 10. So it was so hard for her to understand, and there were times where, you know, she would talk about Gabby coming back, and then we'd have to explain that that wasn't going to happen. So it was very sad.
Yeah. Tell us about Cass. What kind of little girl is she?
She's full of fun. She's quite placid and she's quite shy. But she's got a really mischievous streak. And she's really into her sort of her drama and her singing and dancing. So she's forever got the radio or a CD on and she's dancing around the house, singing her head off. She's really good fun.
What was she like when this happened with Gabby?
She became very quiet. She kind of withdrew into herself a little bit. The funeral didn't happen for quite some time because it happened in France and the injuries and stuff. So that it just all seemed to be very drawn out for her.
I mean, she's been so brave, hasn't she?
She's been absolutely fantastic through it. And
didn't she go in and read at the funeral as well?
She did. Yeah, she was so brave, I couldn't believe it. She stood up in front of, 300 people, 400 people, and she read a Celtic blessing. And I was, that moment, I was just so proud of her that she did that, because she put her own feelings aside and you know, did it for Gabby and for her family.
I know that Cass is about to start secondary school, isn't she?
She is.
Which would be hard as well, because obviously she would have been doing that with Gabby.
She would have, and to make matters slightly worse, we decided to move away. So she's going to be starting a secondary school in an area where she doesn't know any children. So she's very nervous about that.
So what do you want to tell Cass?
I just want to tell her that Robin and I think she's a remarkable little girl, and she has been so brave this last year, dealing with all of the things that a child shouldn't have to deal with. And we're just so proud of her. You know, we tell her a lot that we're proud of her, but it just never seems enough. I just wanted to do something really special.
Which is why you got in touch.
Which is why I did, yeah.
Now, I do think there's something we can do to surprise Cass a little bit, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, that would be great.
And I know that you don't know anything about this, do you?
No, and I'm dying to know. I'm really dying to know what's going on.
Trust me, it'll be fine, okay? Right, listen, we'll give her a call and we'll surprise her after this, all right?
Okay.
Right there.
Radio 1.
Okay.
Radio 1.
Now, we've been speaking to Nikki, who is the mum of Cass. Cass is just turned 11, and she sadly lost her best mate last year in a car accident. They basically did everything together. They worked to school, they did dance classes, they really were the best of friends. And Cass's mum, Nikki, just wants to let her know how proud of her she is and how brave she's been through the whole thing. That's right, isn't it, Nikki?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Okay. Now, I've roped in some quite special help for this one.
You did.
You don't know what this is, do you?
No.
Okay. I know that Cass is a massive fan of one particular film, isn't she?
She is, absolutely, yes. High School Musical.
Okay. Why does she love that so much?
She just does. I think because she's really into singing and dancing, and so it's anything she would aspire to be is what those kids are on that film.
So she watches it a lot, yeah?
She does. She watches it a lot.
Wow. And she knows all the characters, she knows all the songs, she knows all the dances.
Yes, she does.
Okay. Right, well, I've got some people here to say hello right now.
Hi, I'm Zac Efron.
Oh, my God.
How's it going?
Really good, thank you.
It's Vanessa.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up? It's Lucas as well. And Monique.
Oh, hi. And Monique, I'm
yeah.
here too.
We're all here. We wanted to say what's up.
Yeah.
Not one, but four actual members of the cast are here with me right now.
I cannot believe it.
So, guys, how long have you been in the UK?
Oh, we just got here yesterday.
Okay. Are you liking it?
Yeah, love it.
Yeah? Okay, now, I know it's the premiere, isn't it, this weekend?
Yes.
This coming Sunday.
Wow.
O2. At the O2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dum, dum, dum.
Or, as I still call it, the Millennium Dome, and I always will. That's what it used to be called. Listen, I need a bit of a favour from you guys, if that's okay. You know about Cass, I just explained, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
How big a fan of High School Musical is she, would you say, Nikki?
She's just huge. She absolutely adores them.
Aww.
So, if she got a call from Zach and Vanessa and Lucas and Monique, that would be a good thing.
It would be incredible, though I'm sure she's just going to be absolutely speechless.
She probably won't say much.
No, she won't say much at all.
Well, there's four of us. We can do a little talk.
Yeah, we can handle it.
We'll improvise. Huh?
Okay. So, we have to give her a call, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, let's do
good,
it.
Good, good.
Hello?
Oh, hi. I was looking for Cass.
Hello.
Hey, this is Zac Efron from High School Musical. How you doing?
Fine.
Good, good. I brought some friends, and we all wanted to say hi.
Hey, Cass. It's Vanessa. I play Gabriella.
Hey, it's Lucas. I play Ryan.
And it's Monique. I play Taylor McKessie.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
Fine.
Good, good. What are you up to? We heard you're just about to go out.
Where are you going?
We're going on a train.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, that should be fun. That should be good. I'm
glad.
Well,
we don't want to hold you up, but we've got some pretty exciting news for you.
Yeah.
We've heard that you've been really, really brave.
Yeah, we heard that you had a horrible, horrible time, that you just recently lost a friend.
Yeah.
And we're so terribly sorry about that. But we were wondering what you were doing this weekend. Do you have any plans?
Are you busy?
Any plans for Sunday?
No.
Ooh.
You think you might have time to come to the High School Musical 2 London premiere?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Well, we're inviting you to come.
I think you're going to be our guest. We got you some tickets.
Thank you.
Oh,
good.
Welcome.
Good. So you're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
Good. We can't wait to have
you.
It's
going
to be fun.
Now, be careful. There's going to be lots of cameras and lots of, you know, paparazzi, and there's going to be a blue carpet. It's going to be a whole big, big shebang, so be sure to look your best.
Get ready. It's going to be your first red carpet.
Okay.
Cass?
All right.
Yeah?
Hi, it's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
How are you? A little bit shocked?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to find you a real nice hotel, okay? And we're going to get you all poshed up, and then you can go to the premiere, and you can meet the guys from High School Musical. How does that sound?
Yes.
Yay!
Good. Sound good? Looking forward to it, okay?
Now, do you know who might have written to me about you?
My mum.
Your mum? Yeah, you'd be right there. Now, she's on the line, so is there anything you want to say to her?
Thank you so much.
Was that a good surprise?
Yeah.
Yeah? Then are we going to go and see them?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm really excited.
Are you? We can make some new memories, can't we? Really good ones. Yeah.
Okay, listen, Cass.
Yeah?
We'll see you on Sunday, yeah?
Yeah.
Get some posh clothes on, and the guys will see you there.
All right, see you there.
We can't wait.
It's going to be so nice to meet you.
Bye.
Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Tell your mum you love her very much.
I love you very much.
I love you too.
Oh. Thanks, Nikki.
Take care.
Thank you.
And thank you, Cass.
Bye.
Bye, Cass.
See you guys soon.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.